considering it's opening day and just what you went through with the injury, just eager to get back out there?
I'm super excited. I mean, we've been practicing now since like July 25th, over like about 45 days. Just so many practices going on and on. So just super excited now to get to the game. Super excited to play. It's been a while, and just can't wait to get out there.
You feel like you're making up for lost time in
any way? I just feel like I'm ready to play. I'm just excited to play. I mean, everything's in the past that has happened before, and I'm just looking forward to the game now.
Do you change your style in any way, like the dashing and bashing, as you once called it?
No. I mean, everything's been going smooth so far this year, and feeling good, and just going to keep playing football like how I play. They pose a big challenge, especially their front four. I mean, they can rush. They can get to the quarterback fast. They're strong. They can play the run. And we're going to have to be ready, mentally and physically ready, for their whole defense.
Brock, yesterday Tom talked about having butterflies in this season after all of your success last year. Are you feeling those same butterflies?
Oh, I mean, always going in every game, you get the butterflies. And even throughout the week, you're at practice and you think, wow, this is a practice game week. You start getting the butterflies out of practice sometimes when you think about it. So it's a great feeling to have, and hopefully got plenty of them come game time.
Nike's putting out a new pair of shoes honoring Bob Kraft for the winning the Super Bowl for the fifth time. Just what do you think about that, and why do you think he deserves an honor like that?
Actually, that's the first time I've heard about it, but Mr. Kraft is the best owner out there, so he's great, and you know him with his shoes. He's always looking smooth, and he always has a nice pair of kicks going with his suit, so he's always looking smooth.
You've been doing this a long time. Can you remember your first game, what it was like for you on your first game? I know five of the guys are going to be playing their first game, in this case is rookies.
That was like 8 years ago, 7 years ago. That was so long ago. I mean, it's a new season now, so it's not, I haven't thought about my first game in so long, so I'm just really focused on the Chiefs.
You guys want to ease into the game, or would you like to start really fast?
I mean, it's pretty obvious. I mean, what team wants to start slow? I mean, every team wants to start fast. I mean, that's the goal, to come out to a game. If you're starting on defense, if you're starting on offense, you want to start the game fast. Actually, that starts with special teams. You want to hit the field going fast and hard.
Grog, I know you guys are focused on the game itself, but it's banner night. How exciting is it? More for the fans, the excitement of dropping.
Oh, the fans. I mean, it's going to be a super great atmosphere for the fans. With the banner going, dropping down, just the atmosphere running out of the tunnel, probably fireworks going on everywhere, probably the Air Force planes flying across. I mean, for the fans, it's going to be a great atmosphere and a great time.
Do you have any sort of consciousness of Travis Kelce? Obviously, you're not playing against him, but do you watch his game a bit and any sense of his style and play?
He's a great player. He can get open very well, and he's fast. I mean, as a player, you try to look at every tight end in the league, throughout the league, and try to take what you can from other tight ends. And he's one of them that's up there that you want to look at.
Brock, can you talk about the loss of Edelman and how this team might be equipped to make up for that, and what you lose without having him?
Oh yeah, I mean, we talked about it before. I mean, you can't really replace Julian, the way he plays the game, the way he goes out there, the way he just loves football is just not replaceable. But, I mean, just as a whole, as an offense, we just got to step it up. I mean, it's not just going to be one guy to fill in. It's going to be a unit. It's going to be the whole offense just stepping up to fill his void.
Rob, a lot's been made about their ability to force turnovers. What is it about their aggressiveness, their style, that kind of sets them apart?
Yes, I mean, they definitely do force a lot of turnovers. I mean, they're always nagging at the ball. If it's sacking the quarterback, getting a strip sack, if it's a secondary, making a great play on the ball. I mean, they're just guys that are always around the ball, and that's definitely a huge, huge concept of the game is turnover, so you definitely got to be worried about that and be ready and have good ball security.
Rob, you mentioned Kelsey's one of the tight ends that you watch across the league to try to take something from all those guys. What are some of the things maybe you take from Kelsey's game in particular?
How he gets open out on the field. I mean, the way he can break off defenders and get that separation. And that's one thing that is huge as a receiver, as a tight end, as a running back running a route. You want that separation. He's good at top of that route of breaking out and getting that separation that you need.
Does he move almost like a receiver at times?
I mean, that's good. I mean, if you're a tight end and they're saying you move like a receiver, that's good to hear.
Now that you've been in the league number of years, do you consider yourself a leader of this team? And do you take a leadership role? Do you talk to the younger guys? Is that something you'd like to take on now?
I don't really like to get up here and talk about a leadership role. I mean, I'm not that kind of guy that's going to stand up and say I'm the leader. No, but I mean, definitely going in my eighth year, I've definitely taken on way more responsibility than I have over the past 7 years. I mean, I'm feeling good. Did every practice this year, everything the coaches asked me to do, and just been preparing for Kansas City all week, out at practice, going full speed, and feeling good, as good as you possibly can feel. I mean, you're never going to feel 100% no matter what time it is throughout the football season, during camp, but feeling good to get out there, play the game, and I enjoy it.
When's the last time you had every training camp practice?
I don't know. Ask Coach. I'm about worried about the cheese. I ain't worried about if when was the last time I practiced every training camp practice. But I'm just really.
I'm just asking the sense of if this is different than, because we've had a number of injuries over your career. So
I mean, it's definitely different. I mean, I didn't play last year's season opener, and that's just makes it this much more exciting for this year's. I mean, a lot of people say I'm skinnier, so I guess I'm leaner. I'll take it, though. I like it. I feel leaner, so yeah, I guess I am. I'll take it, yeah. Leaner and meaner. Just being nice right now.
Any final questions? Rob, you talked about some of the butterflies that come just along with every game. What is the emotion like on opening night? You played a game like this 2 years ago. Is there a little bit of different electricity in the stadium?
I mean, it's electricity, for sure. I love the electricity. And I love being electric, so I like that word. Yeah, I mean, like we said, for the fans, it's going to be a great atmosphere. Everything going on, the banner drop, the fireworks. I mean, we just try to block that out because obviously we're playing a big game. We got the Chiefs, and nothing's more important than opening the kickoff and being prepared for them. So, but you're going to be juiced up running out of that tunnel. It's going to be loud, and it's going to be fun.
What are your thoughts about Roger Goodell coming to the game, given the history of what happened between he and
Gotta ask Tom. All right, guys.
See ya.